This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Look, this is a frenzied, almost a death behavior by the left because they're in such trouble, and Trump potentially represents the end of their world. And so you have very powerful institutions. I mean, the amount of leaking coming out of the intelligence community is staggering. It's all illegal. People should go to jail. I wrote my newsletter on this last week and said, you know, leakers should be locked up. But it's deeper than that. The Washington Post stories are someday historians are going to look back on this and say it was one of the funniest periods in American history. Here you have Barack Obama, who created background techniques for communicating with Iran during his transition. Clearly a sign, because it was Obama, that it was quite clever. Now you have the Trump people may have been doing a parallel thing during the transition. I had one reporter yesterday say to me, but what does this tell you about collusion during the election? I said, well, the dates you're describing are after the election. He said, oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it? I mean, there's this really almost insane pattern right now in the elite media that says we know Trump is wrong. We're not sure what it is. Or we know he's done something horrible. We don't know what it is. And then they go from there. And I think it tells you how frenzied they are to stop the momentum of the Trump administration. And frankly, the president's carrying an enormous burden on his shoulders because he is taking on this entire establishment system, which is trying to break him.
Taking it on almost single-handedly, when you think about it, Scott, this is, you know, again, you know, I keep going back to this. Why would he want to do this? I mean, bless his heart. He sees all the inefficiencies, you know, from a business standpoint. For those of us who've run businesses, have our own companies and that sort of thing, the way the government runs, you go, how can this be? And he finally got so frustrated enough, says, look, I can actually go in and make a difference. That's what he's trying to do. And this is why the left, why the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy consists of Republicans, Democrats alike. These are the people that have lived off the inefficiencies of the government, of we the people. They've ripped us off blind, frankly. They've not done their job. I mean, they couldn't, I doubt that they would still have a job on the outside world. I mean, they'd have to change their wicked ways and figure out that, look, you got to go in and actually put in a good day's work for good pay. You just don't get paid because somehow you're perceived as being somebody special because you're a senator or a congressman, and all of a sudden you're all that in a bag of chips. But, you know, what kind of legacy do you have? You know, what have you done for we the people? How have you served us? $20 trillion in debt. You can't balance a budget. You guys just want to fight and slow walk everything. When we have immediate problems that need to be taken care of right away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is government. Again, I'll remind you, we are in the power position. We the people. This is our government. Whatever we need to do, and I'm saying we got to come up with this day, and I'm going to give you a date in 2 weeks, okay? We're going to have a date that I want everybody to get on the phones across this country. I want you to get on the phone and call your senator and congressman and say, enough is enough. Get this government running. I expect you. I demand you to do it. You work at my behest. It's not the other way around. And if you think not, wait till the next election cycle and see what I'll do. I will get your back end out of here so quick that you can't say, faster than balanced budget by the time you're out the door.
You elected them to do a job. Hold them to make sure they're doing that job.
Scott, think about it. They still get a paycheck. Their health care is covered. Too many Americans are sitting out there looking, we need to get this government going so they can get back to work, right?
100%. And we've all had
Let's argue about all this pity stuff. Let's argue about all this pithy stuff and drag everything down. And meanwhile, I'm without health care and a job. Is that fair? That's not the American way of life. America, you need to speak up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's me, Bill Martinez. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. Mike Bond joins us right now. Michael is a missionary for 38 years, founder of the Global Radio Outreach. For over 25 years, been equipping former Muslims to record radio and putting them on the air to reach Muslims. It makes a lot of sense, Mike Bond. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. I really respect what you're doing here. I mean, I've been a broadcaster most of my life, and what a great idea, the Global Radio Outreach e-mission to Islam and Islamic conversion stories, all thanks to the Global Radio Outreach. Tell us your story here, Mike.
Oh, goodness. We've been missionaries since about 1979, having begun during Bible college with Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, and then mm-hmm. moved on to Papua New Guinea, where we did technical support work and got into church planting while we were there. But then we were called back beginning in about 1991 to found the work to equip former Muslims to reach current Muslims using radio at that time.
Mm-hmm. And so let's get into a little bit of how that started and, you know, and where we are today with this.
Yeah. Well, it began, again, more than 25 years ago with the idea to simply leverage the resource that we've got of converts from Islam who have a desire to have a ministry to equip them, teach them to record radio programs. At that time, we supplied them with small radio studios that they could have in a place in a spare room in their house and taught them to record radio programs. Then we would simply take copies of those programs, send them to transmitters that reached back into their country. In the early days, we used, we call it Bible Voice Broadcasting now, but High Adventure Ministries then, who had a transmitter in Israeli-occupied Lebanon that we used to reach out to the Muslim world.
Mm-hmm. And so back then you started reaching out. Now today, how much of the area do you cover?
Basically, we kind of cover the entire world, if you include the internet ministry that the Lord
yes,
has brought
course.
Us into. But we're getting responses from people in 59 countries right now. So we're covering a lot of the Eastern Hemisphere, and at times using shortwave reach even over into the United States and to the Western Hemisphere. So we're getting responses from a lot of folks.
Well, and as you say, the stories, the individual stories of, I mean, how many Muslim activate post do you have on staff now or that participate in the program?
Right now we've got about 10 of them. As we've made the mm-hmm. shift over, we found it difficult to continue to carry the weight of international broadcasting and the expenses involved, and plus we wanted saturation, so we began to involve more people, offering them simply a free ministry rather than hiring people to do a task like that. And so we are equipping about 10 of them right now who are running 10 websites and 7 internet radio stations that are coupled with them to be able to reach out to saturate. And we've got great plans for what we plan to do with those stations in the long haul. But right now we're at that point of increasing the listenership of the stations and developing them to the point where they'll be ready for a new thing at the toward the end of the process.
Now, the stories, the individual stories of these 10 Muslim converts, can we call them that? Is that
there? Some like the term Muslim background believer, MBB, mm-hmm. is the common uh-huh. term that's used. Former Muslims, they vary an awful lot. The very first one that we ever engaged was a young man from out of Egypt. His name is Ibrahim. He uses a different name on the radio, but was a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, was a part of their, and he was on the side of the educational side, as it were. He wanted to convert Christians to Islam and shore up Islam. He'd visit schools in Egypt there, shore up the students, make sure that they were strong, and got kind of proud and decided he would reach out to Christians. So he got into a magazine that had the addresses of pen pals. He thought he'd find a pen pal in the West and try to convert mm-hmm. that guy. And that guy was a strong believer, and he came and spent 3 months with him in his village, in his room in his village in Egypt, and shared the gospel. But when he went away, he had to go. Ibrahim said, "You've only made me a stronger Muslim. You shouldn't try to convert Muslims in the future." So, but in the process of that, what he decided was, if he was going to convert Christians, he'd better sharpen his pencil. So he began to listen to Christian radio at that point, ordered the books, comparative studies, and in the long run, it went the other way. He became a believer. Ultimately, was persecuted out of his village, clean out of Egypt. Ended up with the help of an Arab evangelist who lives in the United States, came to the United States, attended school. The last person to try to kill him before he left Egypt was his mother. And so you know when you're an Arab and your mother's tried to kill you, you know that you're on your way out. So
exactly.
So we engaged him there in school and put him to work eventually, doing some translation at first, so we knew who we had. But then eventually he became the host of our daily radio broadcast to the Arab world.
Well, and this is the thing that people, you know, need to appreciate, especially Christians, is people who are MBBs with Muslim background believers, what they put on the line. I mean, you know, walking away from family, everything that they know, a way of living, you know, in some cases, death as well, in order to say, look, I'm walking away from Muhammad, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Wow. Yeah, certainly it costs everything. If it's not unusual for a husband, even a husband who is usually in control of his family in the Muslim world, should he convert, they'll take his entire family away from him, and if he's lucky, not his life. But so it's even in the United States, they're not immune from that, particularly where there are large groups of really tight knit communities of Muslims
exactly.
in areas. Somalis are the most famous for that. Yeah.
Right. I mean, Sharia law reigns in those communities, even though they will say it does not. Our government will try to say it doesn't. But don't tell the local people that. It's just like even trying to understand an MBB and what that represents. Mike, tell us about the Queen of Iran. After her new book, how she came into contact with Iranian radio host.
Yeah, she wrote a book several years ago, actually probably a decade ago now, but she was in contact with a host of our Farsi radio broadcast. He was another Muslim background believer from out of Iran and settled in Canada, where we engaged him in coupling with a ministry in Canada, produced a radio broadcast that was going out, and he was in contact with her, and she basically just said, you know, she believed that the phoenix would soon rise above its ashes, and that in Iran, things were going to change. Lo and behold, the fastest growing evangelical church in the world is in Iran right now. So it's incredible things have happened. And as a result of that, not directly as a result of his conversation with her, but she was probably in the process. She became a believer in Jesus Christ. It's not talked about an awful lot, but we understand that's the case.
Well, Mike, this is what we're not hearing a lot of, and Christians need to be encouraged. The truth is the truth. It still is. And it's setting a lot of people free, especially in areas that you would think are not most likely. I hear over and over again, and you might be able to affirm this as well, that a conversion rate, revivals occurring in these hotbed of Muslim communities that has to be only by the divine hand of providence, right?
Amen. That's right.
Well, Mike Vaughn, thank you so much. All the best for you with, you know, the radio ministry. Congratulations and thank you for being with us on Live.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening. listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, we love the summertime music, don't we? Good memories. I'm 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Hey, don't forget, we're giving away the ultimate Shaq pack courtesy of Lionsgate. It includes, are you ready for this? The Shaq Blu-ray DVD, Shaq Grow Sticks. These are so cool. All you got to do is plant, water, and watch your flowers grow. Plus, music inspired by the Shaq digital CD. I'm sure if you play the music for your grow sticks, that'll probably help them grow all the faster, okay? Two ways to win, but the one way we're going to talk about right now is all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know how it works. We've done this before. Just tell me, hey, look, if you want to be in the running, we're going to be pulling a name out every day, so get your email to me right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, look, at get me in the running. I want to be in the running for that Shaq pack, for the Shaq DVD and Blu-ray disc, the Grow Sticks, and the music CD as well. So get on that right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. No purchase necessary. The ultimate Shaq pack. Excited to be giving those away. So, you know, get on it. We love to be a blessing for you, okay? Hey, we're going to be talking what Congress is up to this week, particularly the Senate, and that is we've got a big VA vote coming this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has indicated that he will put the VA Accountability First and Whistleblower Protection Act of 2017 up for vote this week. Now, you may recall several years back, the Republicans kind of blocked it. I mean, and so here they are, back with a vengeance, and hopefully it will pass this time. It passed the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee last week with strong bipartisan support and has the support of every major VSO and Secretary Shulkin himself. If it passes, President Trump has indicated that he will sign it immediately. Now, this bill will be the most substantial personnel and accountability reform that the VA has undergone in years. It'll make it easier to fire bad VA employees, take employees who engage in misconduct off the VA payroll while they're being terminated, and increase protection for whistleblowers who speak up about wrongdoing. So this is what Congress is working with. So for all the vets out there, make sure that you're in touch with your senator. Let him know that you want this passed. This will be an incredible, comprehensive reform that has been long awaited and long demanded by vets, and I'd say those who are supportive of our vets. And of course, after this week's Memorial Day, I would think more so that people's consciousness toward, certainly the fallen that have paid the ultimate price for our country, but certainly vets at large. So with us right now, we have the communications director, Rebecca Kaufman, with Concerned Vets for America. Rebecca, thank you for pitching in at this last second. It's always good to be talking to you anyway, so it's a nice excuse. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me on, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Becca. You know, I was just breaking down the highlights of this comprehensive bill, the VA Accountability First and Whistleblower Protection Act of 2017. What is the Concerned Veterans for America's position on this?
Well, Bill, we strongly, strongly support this piece of legislation. This is actually something Concerned Veterans for America has been pushing for years, before it was popular, before it was bipartisan, before it was mainstream. We've been saying for a very long time that in order to fix the toxic culture at the VA, you need to be able to fire the bad VA employees there. And this bill would do just that. It would empower Secretary Shulkin with the ability to quickly terminate employees who are engaging in misconduct or crime, because right now he doesn't have the ability to do that. The process to fire bad VA employees can take months or even years. So this bill will fix that. It will incentivize bad VA employees to follow the rules, and we think it will help clean up the toxic culture at the department.
Well, we've realized that this has been a systemic problem for a long time, Rebecca. And, you know, and I mentioned earlier before you came on, Republicans had a chance to do something about this several years ago. So this is another shot and maybe a time for Mitch McConnell and the Republicans for redemption. What do you think?
I think that this is a great opportunity for members of Congress on both sides of the aisle to pass meaningful civil service reform that will help veterans. This should be an issue that's not partisan, that people on both sides of the aisle can agree should be a priority. Unfortunately, we see that there is consensus now on both sides of the aisle. The bill passed last week through the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee with bipartisan support, and it is going up for a vote next week. Mitch McConnell prioritized it right away. They will probably be voting on it on June 6th. And we expect that it will receive bipartisan support there as well. And again, Secretary Shulkin himself and the president have both endorsed this bill. So we see a clear path to getting this to the president's desk.
It's like we're bringing real business values and Main Street employee values to the government here, which is quite refreshing, because whether it's vets or anybody outside and unrelated looks at the way the government has been operating and say, how can this be the case? I mean, you know, reducing the time to terminate an employee found to have engaged in misconduct. I mean, this is automatic in the real world. You know, the amount of time that takes a VA employee who are found to have engaged in misconduct off the payroll while they're going through the termination and appeals process. Again, things automatically, and also part of what's being presented here is it allows the VA secretary to retroactively take back bonuses given to employees who engage in misconduct or commit a crime. We know the reports, we've read the reports, where you have people who have been incentivized for all the wrong reasons. They've gotten these bonuses, and you go, wait a minute, you know, what is going on here? It's not fair, it's not just, what can we do about it? And there was no remedy to take those bonuses back, right?
That's absolutely right. So right now, as the law stands, if a VA employee is given a bonus and then terminated for misconduct, they walk away scot-free with that bonus. And not only that, Bill, they actually remain on the VA's payroll throughout the termination and appeals process, which, again, can take months or even years. So
exactly.
Not only is this
No, I was just going to say that we've read the stories of people being on the payroll for as long as 3 years while their case is being adjudicated. I mean, this is ridiculous, right?
It's ridiculous. And, you know, Secretary Shulkin, I think we saw his tipping point this year when he tried to fire an employee who had been caught watching pornography with a VA patient. Secretary Shulkin tried to fire an employee who had been watching porn and couldn't. Because under the current law, it wasn't possible for him to fire that employee right away. So he put
That's
out a statement and said, it's insane. He put out a statement and said, you know, Congress, I need you to pass a bill that will let me get these people out. My hands are tied until that happens.
And this is the result of it. Also, part of this bill is reduces pensions of VA employees found guilty of felonies related to their employment at the VA. You know, the thing that's encouraging about this bill, and I don't know if Congress has the intestinal fortitude to do this, but what I think that could very well happen here, Rebecca, is this could be the foundation of other changes in mass throughout the federal government. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. A lot of the problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs are a symptom of problems across our broader federal government. The inability to fire bad employees, waste, fraud, and abuse, inefficiency. You know, another problem, Bill, that the VA has is that you have VA employees who are doing union work on VA time. That's
right.
Not a problem unique to the Department of Veterans Affairs. That happens across our whole government.
Exactly. Well, the VA Accountability First and Whistleblower Protection Act of 2017, boy, I'll tell you, this is an answer to a lot of frustration, particularly for the vets who have been having to deal with a systemic problem. And hopefully this will empower Secretary Shulkin in the ways in which he needs in order to deal with this systemic problem, Rebecca.
Yeah, we're very, very optimistic that this will pass next week. It will be a huge positive step towards getting veterans the care that they need and deserve. So we urge everyone to call and contact, email your senator, tell them that you support this bill. Go visit cv4a.org and take action today.
Rebecca Kaufman, Communications Director for Concerned Vets for America. Thank you, Becca. Appreciate it.
Here. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, I don't know how hot it is in your city, but I can tell you here in Florida, it is hot and the bugs are out. Bugs! I mean, I'm a California boy. We're not used to spitting mosquitoes in the north and the no-see-ums. Oh, my goodness. They love Mexicans, I guess, for some reason. We must be that new white meat for them. I don't know, and I don't know if I'm not supposed to say that, but they're bugging me. And if I could get a hold of the no-see-ums, but you can't see them, see, and they just bite you and they hit and run. It's just not fair. It's not a fair fight. 28 minutes before that's just my complaint for the day, all right? So forgive me for venting for just a moment. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And we have Dr. Nancy Harteville Coburn back with us. Always good to be talking with her. She is a psychoanalyst and Arabist and counterterrorist expert. Paul, Minnesota for 30 years, where she conducted prison interviews of Somalis in 2005, written four books on Islamic terrorism. Her fourth book is The Jihadi Dictionary, the essential intel tool for military, law enforcement, government, and the concerned public. Nancy, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's
great to be with you also. And I'll vent a little too. It's hot over here in Tel Aviv, and we do have little mosquitoes that come through the screens, so I can relate. But it's great to be back.
Yeah, we got to figure out some way to, you know, keep them in control without, you know, spraying all over the place and chemicalizing our communities to such a degree. But these little boogers, and I know there has to be a reason for these mosquitoes and no-see-ums. I know God in his ultimate plan, there was a reason for these boogers, but I can't figure it out yet. Anyway,
right.
I just throw that out there. You can psychoanalyze it later for me, and we can figure this out. But I want to talk about your new book, The Jihadi Dictionary, the Essential Intel Tool for Military, Law Enforcement, Government, and the Concerned Public. Again, Nancy, here in light of what happened in Egypt, Coptic Christians on a bus out, you know, to do and enjoy their day, and they are attacked. And here comes it, you know, all the time. That's what it seems to be, you know, seems to be the issue, is that wherever the Arab community seems to be, these radical Islams, Christians are and Jews are targeted.
Right. Right. I think that, the dictionary relates to that, and it explains the behavior. The behavior is so horrifying. What happened recently in Egypt and just everywhere, Manchester, it's very disorganizing. It's so terrifying. And people think that it's very hard to make sense out of the behavior, and they come up with all these sort of tangential explanations without really understanding the root of the problem. So back in 2008, when I was living in Minnesota, and after, of course, I had received death threats for asking the prisoners about their mothers and early childhood and the level of violence that they saw, it dawned on me what I needed to do. I had this idea to write a dictionary, like a manual, especially for military and police, because I love working with law enforcement, and I've done it extensively all over the world, and also the military. And I sensed that it was really hard for them to understand this very concrete, infantile, psychotic behavior. That's what essentially it is. You know, they're adults, but there's this very, very early, not very well-developed thinking child in this adult body. And it's
exactly.
Not so much that we should have empathy for them. I mean, if you want to have empathy for them, that's okay. But it's more important for us to understand how they hook into our own terrors and how disorganizing their infantile behavior is. So I thought about it. I started writing out concepts, sketching them out, and then also at the time I went through the Human Terrain Program in Leavenworth, Kansas, as I wanted to deploy to Afghanistan. And I kept on accumulating these concepts. And the real difficult part, first of all, you know, I immigrated to Israel. I made Aliyah, a lifelong dream. And it was, there are so many things that you have to do. And I was writing all these other books, but it was there on the back of my mind. And the hard part about initially how to do the dictionary was to figure out a way to format the dictionary so the reader could understand what's going on. So I took common psychological definitions, and then I translated them into how that manifests in the jihadi mentality. One of my favorites is the reverse superego. I mean, everybody's supposed to have this Jiminy Cricket that's well-developed and tells us morally what we should do and not do. With them, because they're growing up in these shame-honor cultures that we totally underestimate how devastating the shaming practices are, that their world is directly the opposite of ours, like 180 degrees. In other words, wow. What is good is bad, and what mm-hmm. is bad is good. And wow. we've known that for we know that in terms of what the Bible tells us and all, but for them, they think in their world that what is good is bad. And it's very crazy-making, in short. Another really good definition is one of triumphalism. And people often don't understand that Islam, by its nature, is triumphalistic. In other words, mm-hmm. It has to be top dog. We tend to look at Judaism, Christianity, Islam, like on this horizontal plane, but for Islam, they're on top, Christians are in the middle, and the Jews are on the bottom. And this mm-hmm. is not only just the historical sequence, but the way that they had to co-opt to be in the position of superiority, which tells us that they feel very fragile and not so good about themselves. So this is part of what I tried to do in the dictionary. In the dictionary, first of all, it was a relief to finally get it out there and to sit yeah. down and do it. But it's been well received. It got great reviews in English, and a woman picked it up in German, and she has a review coming out and gave it a glowing review, which is great. Somebody else is planning on writing a review of it in French, which tells me that the Europeans are only now just really beginning to understand. Well, I wonder if they understand. That's questionable. But considering what we experienced with 9/11, it's right. in the earlier Twin Tower bombing in 1993. You know, right. They're seeing this mass immigration of young men from the Arab world that has inundated Europe, and a good percentage of them are jihadis. And mm-hmm. I always like to stress, and people are a bit maybe uncomfortable with it, but it's important to understand that while Islam can be yeah. promoted as the religion of peace, the jihadis right. are the tip of the spear.
Exactly. We got to halt it right here, Nancy. We got to go to break. Dr. Nancy Hartavelle Coburn is with us. More from her out of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband Both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you, America. Yes, I cut off the big voice. I'm sorry about that. 14 minutes. I'm just excited to get into this conversation with Dr. Nancy Arteville Coburn, talking about her brand new book, Jihadi Dictionary, the essential intel tool for military, law enforcement, government, and concerned public. Okay, let's underline concerned public because, Nancy, as we know, for many years in this country, you talk about 93, but more specifically after the 9/11 bombing, everything became all under the concept of political correctness. We lost sense of the meaning of words, things that we couldn't say because we were going to offend people. Meanwhile, people were being more than offended. Their heads were being lopped off. We have, as you say, these juveniles running amok, which I think is quite interesting. So first of all, the Jihadi Dictionary was something that we needed just to clarify the meaning of words again, just simple basic things. But the other thing that I found provocative in what you were saying in the first segment here is the fact that they have literally turned things upside down, you know, from our Western perspective, in terms of the definition of good and evil. And the Bible tells us very clearly that there will be a time, and I see the correlation here, that there will be a time that evil will be called good, good will be called evil, and then you are looking at this, you're saying these juveniles have turned that concept upside down. So here it is, as predicted in the Bible, we are in the midst of good being called evil, evil called, being called good.
Right. I mean, it's so remarkable in that we, in ancient times, they were able to conceptualize what the problem was and the disparity of the lack of morality and the lack of being able to get away with really horrendous behavior. So, that's why it's, yes, the words. We forget that the ideologies are not just the ideology. They are for these people with a skewed view of the world. They are emotionally charged and lived concepts. So
But they've been raised this way, Nancy. They've been raised this way. This is the other thing that's missing out of the context here, is we have generations of these juveniles that have been trained. Again, I look to the Word of God, and the Word of God says, train up a child in the way he should go, and as he gets older, will not depart from it. And this is what's happening with Muslim children. They're now growing up, and they're raised nation and this ideology that if you're not Muslim, everybody else is less than. And right. Because they're less than, they can be enslaved, they can be murdered with impunity. All honor and glory to Muhammad.
This is part of the problem that it's become it's politically incorrect to look at what is going on behind closed doors before age 3. Because this is so inculcated early and not only spoken about, but there are just a myriad of child rearing practices that are laden with shaming techniques to keep the group, the clan, the hamula, the tribe to be more important than the individual. I once in my, I'm writing 2 more books, and the 6th book, when I find time to get, it's in pretty good draft, is on children killing children. And the tragedy of it is that it's, we don't take into account how this whole, problem is already in place so early on, because it's not politically correct to touch it. And we really have to get over that, and the counterterrorist experts must begin to factor in early childhood development. There's a huge difference. I once looked at the Palestinian narratives with regard to not just suicide bombing, but for the children. And I looked at them as if they were fairy tales, and they're the direct opposite of our fairy tales. Our fairy tales teach the children that you can go out into the world, you will meet obstacles, you will overcome them, and you will return home safely. But in Palestinian culture, the drive is you go out into the world, it's scary, and you die. Yes. And this has to be addressed. It has to be demonstrated that it's a question of children's human rights. Oh. And that's part of it. The other part is that we as a public need to feel more empowered to take on this enormous responsibility to promote change. And to call into question all this nonsense about cultural practices in these shame honor cultures, like female genital mutilation.
Right.
And I could go a child marriage, honor killing, et cetera, because it's all part of that reverse world. And I remain optimistic because the terrorists want to take away our hope. And that's the one thing that we can't let them do.
Exactly. Well, Nancy, let me chime in here for just a minute, because you're touching on a lot of things here. And first of all, when you talk about these kids, I happen to see a video of a 5-year-old graduating class, kind of a graduation ceremony they had for this young Arab class. And what they were doing and demonstrating was the killing of Jews. I mean, it was shocking. And that's what opened my eyes to realize that this is a generational issue. Speaking of the Palestinians, Palestinians are doing everything. As you say, everything is topsy-turvy there. They're incentivizing and rewarding all the wrong behavior. I mean, when you are paying out $300 million a year, oh, by the way, kind of close to what America gives them. of the Palestinians.
Yeah.
And basically, we are paying to reward these jihadis, these murderers who have killed Jews and Christians, and anybody who is antithetical, and they are rewarded. They're given a stipend. Streets are named after after their family names and this sort of thing. They're honored.
Right.
And if they're martyrs, oh, my goodness, I mean, all kinds of... So we reward that behavior. So is it no surprise that we get more of that behavior if that's what we're rewarding?
Exactly. And that's why, you know, the old saying of carrot and the stick, you have to enforce boundaries and not accept this kind of aberrant behavior. And I do think we are beginning to see a change a bit about confronting Abbas about the rewarding of money, and I think they spent over $1 billion in the past 4 years rewarding terrorists and their families. And it will, don dinero habla. It money talks, and
talks,
if you put a limit on it, they'll feel the pain. And there are this definitely has to be done. Just like going into the schools and looking at the text. Seeing what's being taught
All this stuff runs a course. I mean, you've got ideas, you've got words, you've got action. This is all,
right.
It's all the trajectory to a behavior, to a culture, to all the things that work against peace. Abbas, for the international community comes and says one thing. I just question whether or not he says the same thing when he gets back into the Palestinian province.
Well, he doesn't, you know, he says something different in Arabic. But even now, he's being confronted on it, which is a step forward in the right direction. I just want to make one point that, 94% of what we communicate non-verbally. So the image component is very important. I include that in the dictionary. I did an extensive review of sacred images in Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and I have to say in Islam there is not one nurturing image that is embraced. Everything is oriented towards violence. So this
conflict and violence,
So this is part of the same problem. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Christianity, you have very nurturing images. Mm-hmm. So,
sidebar note between you and me, make sure your publisher sends me a copy, because I did not get a copy of your book. And, so I would love to get my hands on it as well. It'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. The book, I'm sure, is available at all the usual places for concerned public. As you say, the essential intel tool for military, law enforcement, government, and the concerned public. The title of the book, Jihadi Dictionary. And Nancy, I'm so grateful for all your hard work and for you coming on, live from Tel Aviv to share these essential points, because we need to confront these issues truthfully if we're going to get this thing back on track, but also continue. I say pray for a voice that can break through this, that can speak louder than these actions that counter, counter reason, right?
Right, exactly. This is just psychotic behavior. And that's not politically correct to say, but violence of this degree is not anywhere justifiable or acceptable. They cannot put their feelings into words. This is fundamental stuff that we teach our kids in the West.
Well, Nancy, I'm sorry. We got to leave it right there because we're out of time. Dr. Nancy Harteville-Cobran, live from Tel Aviv, Israel. Thank you so much, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control.